Police, fire, and other emergency vehicles descended on a condo building in Stamford, Connecticut on Thursday afternoon. It's where the driver who led police on a car chase from the White House to the U.S. Capitol before being shot to death lived. About 50 apartments were evacuated. Arthur Lamort lives in the complex, the Woodside Green Condominiums near Scalzi Park.
Originally, it was just a helicopter overhead, police down in the parking lot. So you knew something was going on. And then the FBI showed up, and then a bomb squad truck showed up, and they started to unload a robot. So things got serious. Then the police came in the building, and that was about 4:45, and evacuate, told everybody to leave.
About 6 hours after that evacuation, Stamford Police Chief John Fontenot spoke with residents of the condo complex who were upset they couldn't get back in their apartments to gather belongings and feed pets.
I'm going to say it again, and I'm sorry for those of you who have pets right now, but we are not deeming this building safe at this time. We have not been into the apartment in question yet, and we are not allowed to make moves right now. So no one is allowed to go in. And we are going to make arrangements for the Red Cross to put people up tonight.
Fontenot wouldn't say why it was taking so long to get the necessary warrant. He said there was no specific threat that would suggest there was something like a bomb in the apartment. But he said they weren't taking any chances and were following necessary protocols.